What is life really about? Is it the endless chase for success, wealth, and status? Or is there a deeper purpose waiting to be uncovered? A few nights ago, I attended a night of tributes for an extraordinary woman, and it left me pondering over this profound question. Hello, and welcome to a space where we explore life's big questions and reflect on what truly matters. I am Tolu Animi, and in today's episode, we'll be talking about the real meaning of life, the emptiness of material pursuits, and how true fulfillment comes from being a blessing to others. So, as we journey through this conversation, I'll invite you to reflect on your own life, what impact you're making, what legacy you're building. So please grab a cup of coffee, perhaps a glass of water. Take a deep breath as we dive into a heartfelt conversation about living with purpose and love. What is life? A couple of nights ago, I attended a night of tributes to a wonderful woman who had recently passed away. And it left me thinking deeply about this profound question. What is life? Listening to stories about her life and the impact she had on others made me realize something rather important. Life isn't necessarily about chasing or acquiring wealth, status, or achievements. Now, this is not to say that the pursuit of wealth or achievements is in itself a bad thing. Not at all. What I'm saying is that life is more about being a blessing to everyone we come across. Therefore, to answer the question above, life is, at its core, an opportunity to show kindness and goodness to others. This episode is about what truly gives life meaning and how we sometimes get distracted by things that do not really matter. From time immemorial, people have tried to figure out the purpose of life. People have asked the question, what is life? No matter the perspective, one common idea will stand out. And that is, life is about connecting with others, showing kindness, and making a difference. As Ralph Waldo Emerson said, the purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it make some difference that you have lived and lived well. This perfectly sums up what I saw during the night of tribute. Stories of this woman's kindness and the lives she touched by her actions were the true measure of her success. Today, society often makes us believe that success equates to having lots of money, fanciful possessions, or even belonging to the high class of society. But even after achieving these things, I tell you, many people still feel a sense of emptiness. That night reminded me that real fulfillment doesn't come from what we own. Rather, it comes from how we help others. Pablo Picasso succinctly put it thus, "The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. Our talents, resources, and opportunities are not just for us. They are meant for the benefit of others. The night of tribute also brought back a memory from my service year. During my National Youth Service Corps, I taught a student who wanted to be a lawyer. To encourage him, I reached out to a lawyer friend of mine, and together, we encouraged and mentored him. After rounding off my National Youth Service Corps, unfortunately, we lost touch. A few months ago, I got a call from him, and to my delight, he shared with me that he is now studying law at a very reputable uni. And of course, he is well on his way to becoming the lawyer that he dreamed of. That moment taught me that the seeds we plant in people's lives can grow in ways we may never expect. It showed me that our true purpose is in the positive difference we can make in the lives of others, whether through mentorship, our support, or little acts of kindness. As Aesop rightly said, no act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. Even little gestures can change someone's life in a big way. Happiness comes from within. Through living in line with our values, cherishing meaningful relationships, and being a blessing to others. I tell you, material things could never compare to that. Kindness has a way of creating a ripple effect that makes the world a better place. Let us focus on being a blessing to others, whether by encouraging someone or simply showing up for someone in their time of need. Let us bear in mind that our actions have lasting value. As Winston Churchill wisely said, we make a living by what we get, and we make a life by what we give. Let's give generously, knowing that in doing so, we are creating a life full of purpose and meaning. I encourage you to take this moment to think about how you can be a blessing to those around you. What little acts of kindness can you do today? How can you use your unique skills to make a positive impact? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Please share them in the comments section and let's inspire others to live life with purpose and love. Till I come your way again, thank you for listening, and bye for now.